Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Complete transparency, this is our last week before we take a little break for Christmas break. So I feel like everyone feels anxious. Like, happy Monday. Last Monday, live for before Christmas and before New Year's. It is the Brett Maga Show. Speaking of holidays, we were talking about this on the show, like holiday bonuses and stuff like that. What one CEO is doing for a holiday bonus is giving tons of money to strangers. Let me explain how in one song.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We were talking about Christmas bonuses. One CEO is giving Christmas bonuses to strangers.
Oh.
This is pretty cool. It's a roofing company. He had like $70 million in sales. Huge like milestone for him and his business. And so what he's gone to do is gone to the streets and handed out people tons of money, like $35,000 in Christmas bonuses to random strangers.
Oh, wow.
He started hanging out like outside of like Walmarts and things like that, and he would just reverse receipts. So as they walked out, he'd be like, let me see your receipt. And he'd be like, oh, I spent $200 at Walmart. Like, here's $200. I spent $50 at Walmart. Here's $50.
That's awesome.
And then each day is different days. So that was Monday. On Tuesday, he declared it Single Mom Tuesday and went around the town to give hundreds of dollars to single moms. Okay, are you a single mom? Like, yes, I am. Here's hundreds of dollars. On Wednesday, it was a different thing to help different resources. At the end of the day, he's given out tons and tons of money to strangers for the holidays, for a pick-me-up, and he's like his little Santa Christmas, like, awesome charity guy. I love this
dude. That's awesome. That's so cool to give back for all, you know, I mean, you know, you're that profitable that you can give back, and, you know, he's going to see that come back when people need a new roof. That's
I would
awesome.
Forever think of that company in a positive light. So he's really, really smart.
Smart marketing. He's already done like $35,000. He said his goal is to reach $400,000 in donations by the year's end, seeing the relief to random strangers. And he said one of his favorite things is the look of shock and enjoyment, and that they just break down with like pureness, like, wow, I can't believe you found me in the middle of all the people and gave me a Christmas miracle. What a really, really, really cool story. Miracles do exist.
The polls are open.
The poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Our poll is about another poll. A while back, there was a poll, and nearly 70% of people admitted to re-wearing socks from time to time. You down with this or no?
No, absolutely not. You guys know how I am with my laundry. I'm a one-wear type of girl. Jeans, sweatshirts, socks, one time.
Only one time for like jeans even?
Yeah.
Really?
One time.
Yeah, I'm not a one-timer for jeans, but socks, that's where I got to say I draw the line. That's only a one and done because you got stinky feet. You can't do anything about it. You don't want to put stinky socks back on your stinky feet.
I didn't realize people were so passionate about this. I rewear socks all the time.
Same. Not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
If they're bad enough, I'll throw them directly in the laundry. Otherwise, I'm rewearing them.
Like,
no!
2 days in a row kind of
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like if you didn't have like a crazy wear, you could get a second wear. They're on your feet. No one's smelling them and do it. I have no idea what pair of socks you were wearing, Hannah. And I don't know if they smell.
It's a mental thing. It is such a mental thing for me. I would feel gross. So gross. I go to the gym.
I might wear the same socks for a week now. And you guys would never know.
I will know.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
You'll know.
All right. You guys guess by Friday if I have the same socks or not.
We'll take a horrible
idea. That will be the poll. On Friday's poll, is Brett wearing the same socks? Yes or no? And you guys can guess and see if you're right or wrong.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I was like, where's my voice?
Goodness.
All right, let's put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah will tell me, Britt, I can't hear you or not.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Here we go. A guy did a Shrek proposal.
Oh, I love this. Shrek is the best.
You love Shrek, right, Hannah?
Yeah, my nephew loves Shrek.
Okay, well, this guy is going viral for a Shrek proposal because his girlfriend loves Shrek, and he inserted himself into the movie.
What?
Oh, with AI? Like with AI?
Yeah, and like video editing and AI. Wow. They're watching Shrek. They're hanging out together. And he leaves. Like, he has to go to the bathroom or whatever. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the wedding scene, he, like, pops in and is like, hey, I don't think these should get married. And they're like, what? And it's like, when she's going to get married to Lord Farquaad or whatever his name is.
Farquaad.
I can't remember his name.
Farquaad.
That's what he should have been called.
Farquaad.
Okay. Well, he's going to get married. She's going to get married. Fiona's going to get married. And Shrek interrupts. Well, it's him. And she's like, wait, why is Andrew in this version? And he's like, I know what true love is. And then he pops out and he gets on one knee in the middle of the living room.
Oh, wow.
I think the only thing better than the Shrek proposal is you saying Farquaad.
Farquaad and Farquaad are like, oh, man, Farquaad totally makes sense. Farquaad, what a weird name. Most popular Christmas drinks.
Love this. What are they?
The Farquaad is going viral.
Yeah.
Research analyzed years worth of Google trends and said this is the number one seasonal drink. Hot chocolate takes first place. Tied for second was apple cider. Espresso martini was three.
Where's eggnog?
I know eggnog needs some love.
Yeah, wow.
I think people think they don't like eggnog because the name freaks them out. Like Hannah tried it the other day.
And it's good.
And
it's
she was in good. On it.
Yeah. I was a big eggnog hater, but I must say I was... dang wrong.
The concept of eggnog freaks people out. Then they drink it. They're like, oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
Who is the hardest person to buy Christmas gifts for?
Mother.
Your dad.
It's not dad. It is the married person in your life, your spouse.
Oh, interesting.
I get that.
Yeah, it's because you're married. Stop buying each other gifts. Like, we have the same bank account. It's so awkward.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Word. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Here you
four
go.
Quad.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kaylin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Are you ready to play against Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Kaylin, you sound super nice. Can you say something mean to Hannah?
Hey.
I really can't.
Hannah,
I can
think of a list. Do we have time? Hannah, leave the room. We're going to list some stuff about you. Hannah's like, all right, as she's walking out the door. All right, five pop culture questions to Hannah, five pop culture questions to Kaylin. I ask you guys the same questions, and there's no advantages, so we make Hannah leave the room. We talk a little trash about her, and we see who gets more right, okay?
Okay, I'll try my best.
All right. What artist was number one on Travis Kelce's Spotify Wrapped list?
Taylor Swift.
Yep, you're dang right it was. It better be. Who was named Time's Person of the Year?
Ooh. I don't think I know that.
That's okay.
You want to phone a friend?
Kev always wants to get in the game.
I always want me or AB to help.
Kaylin, he really wants Hannah to lose. Do you want to phone a friend, AB or Kevin?
I'll phone Kevin, please.
All right. It was the Architects of AI.
That's correct. All right, we're two for two. A reality singing competition where celebrities perform in elaborate costumes, masks, concealing their identities to a panel of judges.
The Masked Singer.
That's correct. We're three for three. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are expected to return for their upcoming Hunger Games prequel movie, Sunrise on the Reaping. What is Jennifer Lawrence's character's name?
Katniss Everdeen.
Boom.
A girl on fire!
And then which Friends character got their own spinoff?
Joey.
Five for five.
Yeah!
With Kevin's help. You made it really difficult for Hannah. We're going to see how she does. We'll bring her back in the room. She has to be perfect.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
We got Hannah walking back into the room. Hannah's homeschool is on the Brett Maga Show. All right, Kaylin, who is like the nicest, sweetest person ever, just got done answering five pop culture questions. Kaylin, tell her how many you got right.
I got 5 out of 5.
Whoa.
Pretty good score. Ask
Very
her
good.
If she needed help.
Doesn't really matter.
I did need help with one.
Yeah, Kevin helped.
Okay.
Kevin made your life
rude.
Damn near impossible. You got to go perfect.
Stuck
Can't miss
with
a
it.
Single question. Thanks to Kev over here. Your arch rival, I feel like, at this point. All right, Kaylin, here we go. Five pop culture questions coming Hannah's way. We're just going to hold on and see if she can miss one. If she gets all five correct, she still gets the win. Which artist was number one on Travis Kelce's Spotify Wrapped list?
Taylor Swift.
That's correct.
Of course.
Who was named Time Person of the Year?
The Architects of AI.
That is correct. That is the one that Kayla needed help on. Mm. Kevin came through for her. No one could help you, though. This is a reality singing competition where celebrities perform elaborate costumes and masks.
Mask singer.
Identities. That is correct. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are expected to return for the upcoming Hunger Games prequel. What is Jennifer Lawrence's character's name?
Katniss Everdeen.
That is correct.
That was pulled from the archives of my brain.
All comes down to this, and it's a TV show, and I know you've only watched one TV show your entire life, Grey's Anatomy.
Be ugly.
It is not about Grey's Anatomy.
Private Practice?
No. But it is about spinoffs.
Okay.
Which Friends character got their own spinoff?
I actually have no idea. Joey?
Joey is correct.
Wow. Okay, that was a total guess.
Wow. Guesses for the win, Kaylin. Can you believe that?
I think she did a great job. I can't
believe it. Oh, my gosh. You're too nice. Five for five. Hannah gets the win. So you got to say this is Kaylin and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kaylin and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show Megamind question of the day. About 38% of us lie to our doctor about this.
I think people lie to their doctor about how much they drink water. They're like, oh yeah, a gallon a day, easy.
Gallon a day, I got that whole, you know, get the big gallon thing that has all the markings. You can do it. Yeah. You know, people do that. Yeah.
They lie.
I think they lie like I lie about how much time you exercise.
Oh, at the gym every day. Yeah. Catch Kevin with Arnold.
That's right.
I think they lie about eating healthy.
Great lies, guys. Just really great lies to the doctor, but no one got it correct, actually. Really? Still up for grabs. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, about 38% of us lie to our doctor about this. It's 855-444-6342. Tell you what everyone's lying about next.
Mega Minds.
What are we lying about? It's the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. About 38% of us lie to our doctor about this. Some good guesses, but no one got it.
Yikes, our text line is full of some crazies. Titus texted in and said people lie about their screen time.
Do they ask that? What type of doctors
are you guys going to?
It could be like a, I guess a therapist or, you know, psychiatrist, doctor, I guess, maybe. But like, I wasn't thinking in that realm as well.
Max texted in and say people lie about their weight, which is dumb if you're going to the doctor.
Because they're going to weigh you.
They're usually weigh you. Yeah.
Nobody left their name on this one, but I think it's pretty funny. Lie about smoking weed.
That's the closest one.
Teacher Aaron says lie about how much alcohol they drink.
There it is. Yeah, they lie about how much alcohol they drink. 38% of people are like, I just have like a drink socially every now and then. And then every now and then is like every night. 38% of people lie to the doctor about how much alcohol they drink. We announced that we were having a baby this year. It is the Brett Mega Show. And we are going to take a look back at all of the amazing moments that we had in 2025 together every single day. A different member of the Brett Mega Show will pick out one of their favorite moments on air that we have shared with you. We've shared together because we feel like you're part of the show. And so we're taking a look back at your show all week long. And without a doubt, my favorite bit and favorite thing we did on the show is when we announced we were having a baby. And it's not my baby.
No.
It's crazy to think. I did announce that I was having baby number three. Mm-hmm. My son was born this year. But that's not. When I say that we're having a baby and that was our big announcement, it's not that moment. Do you guys remember that we do something every single Super Bowl? We do something called the Sexy Bowl, where we ask someone who is married to someone who loves football, obsessed with football, and they have to hook up in the middle of the game when football is happening. They have to convince her husband, leave the biggest game of the year and go have some sexy time. Well, we had somebody take on the Sexy Bowl this year, and we made a Brett Mega Show baby. Stephanie, you took on the Sexy Bowl challenge this year for the Super Bowl. That's correct, right?
Yes.
All right. Take us back to, where were you guys that you had a hookup with your husband at?
We were at our Super Bowl party at our house. And I don't know if you remember, but I had to like drag him out of the living room during like the Chiefs, like their first score. They started to come back.
Really big part of the game.
In the bedroom.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And there you had the party going on and everything.
Yes. Yes.
I remember you have seven kids, is that correct? And you were trying for baby number eight.
Yes, we love our big family.
And so he scored a touchdown on the Super Bowl, that's correct?
Yes.
And now you have something to tell us?
Yes. We actually 100% scored a baby on the Super Bowl.
Oh! We made a baby!
We made a baby! We were there! Wow. We were like... We were the running back, basically.
We were the assist.
Yeah, we were the quarterback. We threw you guys the ball.
And
you guys caught it and scored.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And what's funny is, so when I was talking to the doctor, she was like looking back and she was like, oh, literally, I know you guys were doing Super Bowl Sunday. And I had not told her.
Shut up. That's what the doctor said? Wow.
About anything that was going on. But that was the date.
This is the first Brett Mega Show, like, baby. We made this baby.
Yeah. Baby.
Wow.
But now, Stephanie.
I did not think that was going to happen.
Oh, my God. Neither did I. I thought it was just a joke. But I am so excited for you and your big family. But, Stephanie, do you remember what we talked about with the name? Here's what we said.
Is that official? If all of a sudden we made a baby, and I say we because we were all in the bedroom. If we made a baby, the baby is going to be named Hannah?
Oh, yeah. If it's a girl, we're going to have a Hannah.
I love sports.
I think I've even got him convinced with like a Mega for a middle name for a boy.
Mega
at that.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
How cool would that be though? If your middle, you know, I mean, you have it as a last name. That's cool. But like as a middle name, that's cool.
Mega is a cool last name.
Well,
we can't go wrong. I can't wait. I'm glad that you guys made a baby. So if you made a baby, you said you were going to name the baby Hannah Mega.
God, that would be awesome.
Shut up.
I mean, we have the receipts, which is crazy, too.
You don't know the sex yet, but are you going to do it?
No! Here's the thing.
Please just think Hannah.
Yeah, you know.
She's like, I really want a girl.
Wow. Never made a baby, and I've never had a baby named after me.
Wow. The things we did on the Super Bowl.
So excited. One radio phone call into the Brett Mega Show.
We'll take care of this baby. I don't know about the other seven.
Thank you so much, and congratulations, Stephanie. We made Hannah Mega.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy. That has to be a career high. We made a baby, and someone named their child after me.
Yeah, that was, without a doubt, one of the coolest moments. It's something we do every single year, so if you're going to do it this year, we expect you to have another child. That's the expectation.
Yeah, AB's up next.
But yeah, such a cool moment. And also, my son was born this year, but so was Hannah Mega.
Right, yeah.
Kevin's wife got a day named after her. What's up with that? That sounds awesome, Kevin.
It was really, really cool. Okay, so my wife got a cool reward, or actually a cool award, from the Legacy Foundation of... I wrote this terribly.
Kevin pulled out a piece
of paper. It's so important, Kevin.
And the word is outstanding. The Legacy Foundation of Outstanding Educators. And my wife, among other educators in her school district, were honored at this event the other day. It was like their first inaugural event. So not only did she get this cool glass sculpture, she got a day named after her in the city.
Wow.
No way.
Yes. And like, I guess everybody got the same thing because they all got the cool proclamation.
That's
that
okay.
Said it. But you know, I mean,
what a cool way to honor our educators. One of the things, if you're a teacher, because I know some teachers listen around this time, if you are a teacher, you are underpaid and underappreciated. It's something I say all the time. I love that we finally start to show that appreciation, that they're forming our child and giving our kids the tools to shape the future and their dedication to life. And it's a job that you have to love. It is a job that you have to be committed to. It is more than just a job that so many teachers give everything they can. And I know your family is... Kevin, you have a lot of teachers in your family, but your wife has just given so much to that job.
It was really, really neat because she got to be honored by several of her colleagues and coworkers and friends, and she sat across from the mayor in a city we don't live in, a day in a city we don't live in, but it was awesome. So we got this massive proclamation that we put on the wall. She got a bunch of other, like, you know, tchotchkes about this. She got to hobnob with the educating elite of the area. It was really, really a cool thing. And I was like, you know, I don't get to say enough how amazing my wife is at her job. You know, she is.
Well, just take your moment, Kevin. Yeah. She's probably not listening,
she's
but take
not,
your moment.
Right. I know. She enjoys other stations in the area. But regardless, she is incredible. And to be honored for that as an outstanding educator is just really, really cool, especially too that it shows to our daughter who's studying to be an educator that, you know, You got some big shoes to fill, but you've also got some help behind the scenes that will help you get to those big shoes to be filled.
Also that you can make a difference and yes. be acknowledged for that difference. I think we had a conversation on the show and just talking about recognition matters
yes.
to people. That mm-hmm. inspires them, that motivates them. And so recognizing when they're going above and beyond for our education system, which is sometimes struggling at times and has failed us at times, and to highlight those educators who are going above and beyond for our kids is awesome. And for your wife to be one of them is really, really cool.
Seems like a very, very high honor.
Yeah. So, just remember in the years to come, I believe it's December 7th.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Sarah Berghoff Day.
That, December 7th hey. From now on. Sarah right. Berghoff Day. Never forget it, guys.
Exactly. It may be a day that lives in infamy for Pearl Harbor, but it's a day that we celebrate in the Berghoff household.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So, legendary writer and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were both found dead in their home yesterday. So this is still like a new and developing story, but sources are pointing towards that Rob's 32-year-old son is the suspected killer of both of them, which would have been his parents. And if you don't know Rob, he's known for writing in like major films. He's like the rom-com guy. He wrote The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and he had his own acting roles as well. AB, I know you're a big New Girl fan. He was like the dad in New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's been featured in The Bear. He's just been in a ton of stuff. Kevin, I know you're really affected by this as well.
He's huge director, but if you looked at him, if you Google his picture, you see it, you're like, oh my God, I've seen
Everybody
him.
Everybody knows
this guy.
You've
probably seen a movie he's directed. Yeah. I mean, from everything, Stand By Me to A Few Good Men. I just think about his relationship also with other actors, Billy Crystal in particular, and how he got his start on All in the Family as a meathead, Michael Stivic. I mean, and he's also the son of legendary director and writer Carl Reiner. I mean, it's a Hollywood legacy and family. What a tragedy. What a terrible,
it's
terrible
still,
story.
It's a very big story. It's still new. It's still developing. But some things that we know for sure is that Rob was 78 and his wife, Michelle, was 68. His family shared a statement that said, "It is now with profound sorrow that we announce the tragic passing of Michelle and Rob Reiner. We are heartbroken by this sudden loss, and we ask for privacy during this unbelievably difficult time."
They say it was like knife wounds, apparently. Again, it's still investigating. And when I saw the story, I think AB had sent it or saw it on social media. It was one of those stories, like, because there's so many of those fake AI stories, I like Googled to make sure.
Yeah, I had
true.
To look through the comments and be like, is this real?
Because it's so horrific. So we'll be thinking about their family, but a terrible, terrible story to start off our day.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, so this will be fun. It's the Brett Maga Show. We're going to talk about our biggest weaknesses this past year. Pull up some and rip open some old wounds. You know what's interesting is everything we say is being recorded, and so we can always pull up the receipts. Mm. And so we decided to take a look back at this time last year, what was going on in our lives and what we consider our biggest weakness. As the year comes to an end, there's two different things that usually end up happening. There's the reflection part, if you look back at the past year, and then there's that like New Year's resolution. This is going to be the best year ever. Last year sucked. This year's going to rock. And then you get to the end of the year and you're kind of like, well, that year sucked. Next year's going to rock. And so we're going to take a look back of what we were feeling and what we thought was our biggest weakness going into 2025 and see if we worked on that, see if we've improved it, and see if we've made a difference. We'll start with me, and then we'll go around the room. This was what I said was my biggest weakness and my biggest insecurity last year at this time. I think my biggest insecurity, my biggest weakness, and I hope to God I can somehow figure out a way to improve on this, is me as a provider for my family.
Mm.
Not improved.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking about this. I don't really know what... I was talking to my wife actually about this. She was like, you shoulder way too much responsibility. Like, we're a family, and this is something that I'm really trying to not like do all the time. Is like, I understand that there's like, I almost feel like Biggie, more money, more problems, more things. Like, you're never going to feel satisfied, but like, And so I don't know if it, what it is, but every single time I just want to see my kids be able to have everything they need and all the tools they want. I want to be able to provide for my family. I want them to be without worries, and I'm not financially secure enough. I do worry about it. It is probably one of my biggest stressors. I'm still working on knowing that, like, that is never going to end, and you shouldn't stress about it, and you shouldn't think about it, but I suck at it, and I still, it is probably my number one biggest insecurity is not being... We were talking about just how swim classes are expensive for my son, and my wife is like, if we decide not to do it, you can't put that on your shoulders. Like, oh, my son can't do swim class. It's all my fault as the provider. But I do. I worry about everything for them. I want to be able to take care of my people. And my wife tries to tell me, taking care of your people doesn't always mean financially.
Take care of your people. Way more than money.
Right. But I know that, but I still can't get it out of my own head. Like, I don't know. I just need to be a... you know, Elon Musk of money, and then I won't have to worry about money. But I know that's not a healthy thing for me, and it's still something I'm working on, and I have not improved it at all. If anything, I've gotten worse, I feel like. Yeah.
No.
All right, let's take a look at Hannah's insecurity and her biggest weakness of last year. Hannah, do you remember what it was?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I do. Oh,
I didn't know what mine was. Here.
Honestly, I would say my biggest weakness right now and something I'm really looking forward to improving and gaining strength on in the year is my mental state and my heart when it comes to my breakup. Last year, I went through a really big breakup, and it like shifted my life in a lot of ways. So I hope this year that I'm able to like find more strength and more clarity within that. Hallelujah.
I forgot you were going through a bad breakup last year. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yes, I have improved on that this year. Hugely. It's actually kind of weird for me to look back at like last year around this time and a couple months like previously in the year of last year, because it was a horrible time for me. I really struggled with my breakup because my ex and I shared a dog together. And it was nothing
short of hell
trying to figure that out post-breakup.
You guys were trying to figure out, like...
dog custody.
Custody and who was going to get the dog for Christmas.
Yes.
And would you guys see each other for Christmas? Because you guys were, like, broken up and, like, still trying to be civil.
With, like, swapping the dog. Yeah. It was... I'm, like, not exaggerating. It was hell. Thank goodness that is over. That whole era and chapter and book is in flames and over and moved on. And I'm... so much happier now.
Do you think you defined yourself less by relationships now after that breakup? Because it sounded like, in that clip, it sounded like you were defining yourself by that relationship.
Well, it just consumed me because it was so much. I felt like I just couldn't escape it because that dog was such a big part of my life. And so I kept feeling like I was failing because I was like, oh my gosh, my relationship failed. I'm losing this dog. And I was so worried about what other people thought. I was so worried that people would think like, oh, she's just... leaving her dog. And that was not it at all. And I was so worried about what other people thought that my own mental health was just like crippling and on fire. So I'm so glad I am in a million times better place with that. And I've learned so many lessons.
What do you think is your biggest weakness going into 2026 now and your biggest insecurity?
Honestly, it's something very, very different. I feel like it's something physical about me. I'm so insecure now about the way I wear clothes. And that might seem stupid, but for the first time in my life, I like panic about what I'm going to wear because I don't feel comfortable in anything anymore.
Like, you don't like the way you look in the clothes or the way they feel? Like
Feel and look.
Interesting.
I could cry talking about it. That's never happened to me before. And I don't know what's happening, but
take a deep
breath. That's a big thing for me.
Do you feel like you don't look beautiful? Because I think you look amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like you've done more work in the gym, and it's not really about work in the gym because it's like it is like all in your head too. Because it's like you probably worked harder than you've ever worked physically, right?
Yeah, I am working hard at the gym still. I still love the gym, but for the first time in my life, I just feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm working hard and I'm not like, I don't physically feel it. Like my body just doesn't feel right, and I never. I've ran into this before, if I'm being quite honest. So I really want to fix that. I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if it's a physical thing.
Social media, comparing yourself to others, right?
I think it is social media, honestly, too. Because I look back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pictures of me from a year ago. I'm like, I swear I look so different. So I keep trying to like change all these like things about me, like my hair and all this stuff. But it's literally the way I wear clothes.
One of the things that people always say is like, if I see a picture from like 2 years ago and I'm like, man, I looked good back then, but you didn't feel like you looked good 2 years ago, right? And so like one day you might look back at this version of you that you hate and all the clothes you're wearing and be like, I like the way, like, you're never happy with yourself. And the other thing I want to point out is I think a lot of people, I know a lot of people because I hear it. A lot of people say things about Hannah like, oh, she's so pretty, she's so beautiful, and people constantly compliment you and people have called you like, oh, did Hannah get the job because she's so beautiful and you offer so much more to the table? But those people that you think are so beautiful and are living off their looks also are insecure about their looks.
Yeah. Yep. Right. People like, would never know.
Never know. But yeah, like everyone has those insecurities. Wow. We're really opening up some wounds.
Right.
Kevin and AB, you guys are up next. We're going to take a look back in 3 minutes. Something beautiful about ripping open some old wounds. We're 60 minutes commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. Hannah didn't even think she was going to cry a second ago.
Right. Cutting onions in here.
So what we do at the end of the year is we reflect back on the years past, and then we kind of look back and look forward to like the new year to come. Everyone does it every New Year's, and that's how you kind of create New Year's resolutions. What we are doing is we're taking something we said was our biggest weakness going into 2025, something we said we were going to work on, something we felt like we were insecure about, and we're seeing, hey, did we work on that in this past year? The answer was no for me. I feel like it's still one of my biggest insecurities and my biggest weakness. Hannah had improved and found new weaknesses and new insecurities. We're always constantly trying to make ourselves better. So, Kevin, let's take a look back on this, what you said was your biggest insecurity, your biggest weakness in headed into 2025.
Mine is more of a way to clean out the old. I don't want to become a hoarder. I don't want to become somebody who can't remove nostalgia from their life.
Can you throw stuff away yet?
No, I cannot, really? But it's weird to say it's gotten better. I think like this, you spend half your life acquiring things and the first half of your life doing that. The second half, you spend it trying to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of trying to organize that to give it away. I've gotten way better. And I'd like to thank the tariffs for that, because those tariffs really made it hard for certain items. The price went so high, I didn't need to acquire said items, especially the toys that I enjoy, so I wasn't buying them. But I'm in the process of categorizing things to eventually get rid of them.
I know it was a weakness of yours and an insecurity, because every single time you saw an item, you hold all this special attachment to it, especially of your childhood or your kids, and your kids' childhood.
Yeah, and it's still a problem, and it's still something I know that I will continue to work on through this year, but I'm getting better. But I'm also the archiver of this show, so it kind of works in a way to have that, I guess, you know, problem. It's also a good thing. As long as you know where it is, as long as it's organized, I don't think it's a problem.
So what do you think is your biggest insecurity headed into 2026?
I think looking at that and trying to still continue to whittle that down, to get away from acquiring, to move towards organizing, and then eventually move to getting rid of.
So Kevin and I haven't done nothing in our lives.
Pretty
much. We're still our biggest insecurity
exactly.
Weakness stayed the
this
same.
Exactly the same.
AB, do you remember what yours was?
I do, yeah.
Okay, this is what AB said her biggest weakness and insecurity was heading into the new year.
I feel like one of my biggest weaknesses in 2024 and like before that is being able to say no. Mm. I wish I had said no, because I don't think the money was worth like what it was doing to my mental health and my relationship with God. And like physically, I was getting headaches every single day because of it.
Where are you at on saying no to things?
Funny enough, I think I overcorrected this year.
Oh, really? You think you said no to too many things?
Yes.
Really? Mm. What did you feel like you were saying no to when you should have been saying yes to?
So I feel like my biggest weakness going into 2026 is going to be the opposite, and I need to say yes more.
It's funny.
I know. Yeah. Specifically, like, Brett has brought up a lot of stuff to me off air of things he wants me to do on the side besides just, you know, being on the radio. Like, I have a lot of other talents and passions, and I need to figure out what to do with them. And so I have to figure out, you know,
the right things to say yes to, but I do need to say yes.
So you're still, it's interesting that your biggest probably weakness and insecurity is managing your time.
Yeah.
Before it was you were giving too much yourself to other people, and now you're not opening yourselves up to enough people or enough things or experiences.
Yeah, because I'm kind of scared to being back where I was last year where I was just so overwhelmed.
I definitely feel like you've changed a lot this year when it comes to that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got a lot tougher.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Well, I used to be working for like every radio station in this office, and now I don't have to do that.
They don't
that,
want
so
you anymore.
Right, yeah.
They, yeah. I've said no to all of them now.
We heard on the street, she says no to everybody.
I do think finding a work-life balance is something everyone is struggling with. And I do think opening up to other experiences or other creations or other opportunities comes from finding that balance. It is like, because if you say yes to everything, then you're stretched too thin. But if you then start becoming a no person, opportunities will pass you up and pass by you. And so figuring out what that balance is, I think, is a struggle for everyone. So in 2026, we're going to see if AB has mastered that work-life balance.
Yeah, geez.
All of us have exposed some of those insecurities and weaknesses that we're working on the new year. Take and look back on your own life and go, what was my biggest insecurity? What was something I was worried about last year? And am I still worried about it this year? And work on yourself as you get into the new year.